You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Scott Regan, the founder and CEO of Achieve It, a best-of-breed web-based software that provides clients with all the tools and resources to develop, monitor, and track their strategic and operational plan. Scott, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's good to be here.
Well, thank you. So tell us about Achieve It and the role your company plays within the healthcare industry and the business world in general.
Well, virtually anybody that is trying to run a business these days is being challenged with some very fundamental things, and one is how do we execute and execute better than our competitors so that we have a sustainable business model. And that's really what we are all about. We provide web-based technology that allows organizations to not just build better plans that get results, that are actionable, that are metric-based, but we bring them also the tools that allow them to drive execution, drive accountability at much higher levels than they could do without using web-based tools, using the old technology, Excel-based worksheets, and sending things out via email. You know, the things that have really been a challenge to executives in the past, we're pretty much eradicating those.
What are some of the competitive advantages that distinguish Achieve It as a source of innovation or excellence?
Well, you know, what really kind of sets us apart from anybody else out on the market is that we have a truly a complete solution. So by that I mean our technology includes a lot of very robust tools to allow organizations to really engage in strategy discussion at a deeper level, and to bring a much greater volume of people to the discussion table, so that rather than having two or three executives or five or six executives who are doing strategy formulation using technology and the tools that we built and the methodologies that we built, you can now spread that discussion much wider, much deeper, much broader. And the more people that you actually have providing input to organizational strategy and operations, the better your planning is actually going to be. So we bring all these really robust strategy development, strategy formulation tools to the table that allow organizations to really engage people around, you know, where the organization should be going to gather deeper strategic business intelligence. We then couple that with best-of-breed methodology on how you actually develop a plan, implement plans, execute on those plans, hold people accountable to those plans. So there's all sorts of tools and features and benefits embedded in our applications to ensure that once you actually have a plan, you're actually doing something with it. And then beyond that, we actually have a lot of expertise in performance and quality improvement. And so we actually bring a whole project improvement methodology into our applications that really align your strategic plan, your operational plans, with performance improvement objectives. And this is what really sets us apart. You can find project management software. You can find some basic quality improvement software. You can find online SWOTs and online strategy development software. But nowhere can you go and get the complete package all rolled into one seamless, integrated cloud-based software application. And that's really why we have so many clients now coming to us and turning to us for solutions, because it's a one-stop shop for anything related to strategy, operations, performance improvement. We just roll it all together.
If you would, share with us some examples of how your company has successfully managed products or delivered significant savings for your clients.
Let me highlight two. And our roots are in healthcare. We're just now going outside of healthcare. The examples I give you are going to be healthcare examples. We have a couple of clients that were some of our early adopters, one in New Jersey and another down in Mississippi. And they have both had phenomenal success. Our hospital client up in New Jersey, at the time that they engaged us, they were losing about $32 million a year. They had a new CEO. And the CEO realized that in order to be sustainable, they had to quickly reduce the losses, They had to do it through great strategic planning and great execution. Using our model, using our technology, they not only literally wiped out $32 million of losses in 2 years, they grew their net patient revenue from $280 million to $327 million in 24 months. They had 10% growth, year-over-year growth, those 2 years while doing that. Just a huge, huge turnaround. If the CEO were being interviewed by you today, Eric, he would tell you that the reason for the success is, one, they had a great strategic plan that was based on the tools and the methodologies that we provided them, and then they drove execution and accountability to levels that were unprecedented in their organization using the technology that we laid in place for them. And that's really, there's no magic bullet in this. I mean, you know, people say, oh, what are you going to do for us? That, you know, are you going to lay the strategy out for us? No, we can't do that. What we can do is give you the framework, give you the tools, give you the structure that allow you to do this so much better than you could do it on your own. You know, so there's 10% inpatient growth year over year for 2 years, $47 million of new revenue to the bottom line, wiping out $32 million of losses in 24 months. Another client down in Mississippi came to us, and one of their major strategic initiatives this year was to reduce the length of stay of their patients in the hospital. They were at capacity. In order to actually get more people through the hospital, they either had to build new beds, which takes money, takes time, or the other way to do it is reduce the amount of time that people are actually occupying those beds, what we call length of stay. And so they actually came to us and they said, hey, you know, we're doing all of our strategic planning, our operational planning using your technology. Can you help guide us through a process that will actually reduce our length of stay? And the CEO challenged us. He said, in order for us to hit our budget numbers, we have to reduce length of stay by half of a day within 6 months. Well, we're 4 months into that project. We're right on target. We've reduced length of stay by about a quarter of a day thus far by literally leading them through our performance improvement methodology that's all online, facilitating that for them so that they can actually drive performance improvement to cut costs. And that half of a day, by the way, Eric, is worth about $5.5 million of operating costs to them. So just by reducing that, you know, the immediate need was we need beds so that we can actually grow our volume, but the immediate impact was cost reduction by reducing the number of patient days that patients required in the hospital. So two great case studies, one around how you grow an organization, and the other is around how you cut and contain and monitor costs within the organization.
Certainly incredible stories there, and as they say, putting it up and shutting it up, that is phenomenal. Now, today we're joined by Scott Regan, the founder and CEO of Achieve It, a best-of-breed web-based software that provides clients with all the tools and resources to develop, monitor, and track their strategic and operational plans here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some of the products or services Achieve It provides?
Well, our core application is called Execute It. It's our strategy development execution management application. All of our apps are cloud-based, by the way. So, you know, by the time, you know, somebody signs the license, faxes it back to us, they're live in about 5 minutes. We have a couple companion apps. One is called Improve It, which is our performance and quality improvement application that just went live on June 18th. We're very proud of it, and it has all sorts of improvement methodologies already built in. Everything is workflow based on the client's needs, so you create your own workflows on how you want to run and manage projects, and it will drive you through those projects with better results and much faster than you could ever do it before. And then our third application is called Analyze It, which is a data mapping, data analytics app. We take the client's data, and we usually take their customer data, we geocode that data, load it into a website. That allows the client to actually filter their database by any number of variables, plot the results on a map so they can see the geographic dispersion of their customer base, and then run some pretty robust point-and-click analytics right off of that. So we want to see our profit margin on something. We want to see whatever kind of metric it is, a couple of clicks, and we're getting some nice bar charts and pie charts associated with that. Those are our three core applications. We supplement those with all sorts of support services. So once we have a client who comes to us and they license one of our applications, they get a client engagement advisor, and as part of that role, the client engagement advisor is constantly assessing the needs for the client, how we can help them execute smarter, faster, and better. And so we do have a number of support modules, everything from an operational brand assessment to a strategic planning vulnerability audit, these sorts of things that a client can tap into and say, hey, you know what, we need you on site to run this module for us to actually drive execution a little bit faster, a little bit harder, a little bit higher than we ever could on our own. And so that's really, in a nutshell, you know, three core apps with some really great support services that are surrounding it that really allow our clients to actually get better results much faster.
Talk to us about the convenience factor of using the web-based software your firm offers.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the cloud is, you know, that's the future of computing. Everything is going to the cloud, and the convenience of it is there's no software or hardware to maintain on the client side. We just rolled out version 4 of our software on June 18th. It was seamless to the clients. And so, you know, one day they're on version 3, they wake up, they're now on version 4. They have all this increased functionality. We don't have the issues of having to go through, you know, all these technology audits on the client side with all these old legacy systems. They don't have to maintain servers and these sorts of things. So it's really from the time that a client says go, we're ready to license your applications. Literally within minutes, they're up and running, and we're doing web-based training, and they're literally within 24 hours, they're actually developing and implementing plans. And, you know, in the old model, okay, we got to schedule it on site. We got to come in and install software. We got to do all this training. And maybe in 3 or 4 months, the software is ready to actually deploy and implement. And here it's a matter of minutes. And so that's the benefit. You know, right now, speed is everything. You know, speed to market, who executes better, who executes faster. And if you're having to delay execution by 3 or 4 months just to get software installed to allow you to do it, you've already lost the battle. You know, when somebody decides we need to execute today, they really do mean today. And with cloud-based applications, they can be executing today, literally.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Achieve It online.
Well, they can come out to our website, achieveit.com, and they can take a tour. They can sign up for a webinar. They can download white papers. They can ask for a demo, request a demo, contact us. Our folks would love to chat with them. You know, that's a one-stop shop for everything related to execution. And once again, Eric, that's achieveit.com.
And in conclusion, how do you envision Achieve It expanding in the near future?
Well, you know, the market is kind of driving that expansion for us. We started as a healthcare technology company, and within a year and a half, we've kind of now have grown just organically so that we're now serving 6 different industries. We're in higher ed, we're in government, professional services, financial services, engineering, higher and healthcare. And so the market has driven us to expand beyond healthcare as other companies facing the same problems around creating and building strategic operational plans and executing on those plans. You know, these are problems not unique to healthcare. They're unique. They're common to all businesses and all industries. And so some of these companies have found us. And so as a result of that, we've decided to expand beyond healthcare. We're heavily moving into higher ed. And then by fourth quarter this year, we're making a strong move into just general commercial lines of business. And so we plan on expanding all of our applications so that they're scalable for any size company in any industry.
He is Scott Regan, the founder and CEO of Achieve It, a best-of-breed web-based software that provides clients with all the tools and resources to develop, monitor, and track their strategic and operational plans. And once again, the website is achieveit.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.